Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Bomber Brothers Podcast with Ryan and Sean Chichester.
Swung on and driven to deep left. Toward the line, she is gone! Aaron Judge lined one right down the line.
Swung on and
lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Grounding third, scoring Kiner Falefa. And the Yankees win the ball game with two in the bottom of the ninth.
Hit in the air to left center. It is high.
It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, a Stantonian home run.
Talking all things Yankees baseball.
All right. Well, on to this big, big series with Houston. This is the first time the Yankees are going to see the Astros this season, and the first time since we had the back and forth between Cashman and Astros owner Jim Crane, when Cashman had said that the Yankees haven't been to a World Series because of something so quote unquote illegal and horrific. So, and before we get into this series preview, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Bomber Brothers Podcast. We do series previews twice a week, every time we're here, right after we recap a series. So, Sean, I'd say this is, at least to me, this feels like the biggest series of the year. I think these are the two clear-cut best teams in the American League, and it gets started with a doozy right off the bat tonight. You've got Framber Valdez against Tyone, and both of them coming in with sub-3 ERAs. It should be a good one right off the bat.
Yeah, last season, the Astros series took on to me what Yank Sox used to be, where I'm just sweating out every pitch and really into it and really nervous. And, you know, it's personal. They took something from us, in my opinion, that we deserved in terms of trips to the World Series. We don't need to litigate that all again, but for me, these series are always more intense, and you start off with a really exciting game in Tyone versus Valdez in game one. And then game two, you have Seve versus Verlander. So like, that's kind of like the two guys that have been with the teams for a while through it all. That's going to be really, really exciting. So I'm pretty excited for this series. And I also think this is, I mean, in my opinion, until they get to the Subway Series against the Mets, this is the last test to me the Yankees face where anybody can learn anything new. Like, and I don't even think, even if they just split the series or even if they go one, I'm not going to really come away too disappointed. I want to take this series for personal reasons, but this is the last good team that anybody can throw at the Yankees, right? Because there's nobody else in the American League. The Yankees have handled the Blue Jays. They've handled the Rays. They handled the Twins. They've handled the Guardians. They've handled every team that's even sniffing around playoff position really well. I guess the White Sox is the only, but that was kind of like a funky thing with the doubleheader. So to me, this is like the last series where it's like anybody can say anything about this team. After this, you know, we've beaten everybody.
Yeah, I think you can make the argument that it'll be interesting to see them face Boston next time because they look like a completely different team now than they did when they got off to that 10-19 start. I mean, Red Sox are, what, one game away from being in second place in the division? Not that that means anybody's close to the Yankees, but they are certainly playing like a different team now. But no, I agree. I mean, this is, I think, these are the two obvious best teams in the American League. I think a lot of people at this point, at least, would expect this to be a clear-cut ALCS matchup, which would, you know, be the third time in the last 5 years that they've met in the ALCS. So it would just add even more juice to this rivalry. But yeah, like you said, this, I think these games against the Astros, at least in recent years, have been feeling even more intense than the Yankee Red Sox rivalry. And that's, you know, that's saying something, because while we have the whole, you know, cheating and them standing in the way of the Yankees in 2017 and kind of in a way robbing the Yankees of a World Series appearance and what my opinion was the most fun Yankee season up until now in recent years. But that's still saying something, because the Yankees have faced the Red Sox twice in the postseason since 2018, but it still feels like these ones are more intense. There's certainly a lot of disdain between the two teams. It's reached the front offices with the Cashman Crane spat before the season. So the Yankees clearly haven't forgotten about it. So I'm looking forward to hopefully four intense, hard fought games. Hopefully a Yankee series win. But like you said, I mean, Astros are a good team. Yankees are coming off a pretty demanding stretch, and I think a series split is something I'd be totally fine with. But also, it's the Astros. I don't like them, and let's get a series win.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that they come here and really take care of business against Houston, because I think last season when Stanton hit that home run in the first inning of the first game against them, that was great. Like that was, I mean, I got up off the couch for that. Like that was awesome. And I'm really fired up for this. I've been looking forward to this series. I'm actually going Friday night. So I think it's sold out Friday night too. I think the rest of the fan base is really excited, and you know, we'll see. I hope the Yankees are able to pull it out. And you know, the two matchups in the start of the series are really toss-ups. And then I think, you know, you have Cole going Saturday, and then we'll kind of more interesting to see what Nestor's bounce back looks like on Sunday. So both teams are playing really good ball too. The Astros are 7-3 in their last 10. The Yanks are 8-2. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, that's it's scary watching Alvarez hit. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, he mashed two more home runs against the Mets yesterday, and they completely dismantled the Mets in that series. Alvarez has 21 home runs on the season now. That's tied for second in the league. Obviously, Judge is the leader, so you get that lefty power back coming to Yankee Stadium. That's obviously enough to make you nervous. He's just one of those guys where you just hope he comes up with the bases empty. At least that's how I feel. Same way when, like, Vlad Jr. comes up when the Yankees are playing the Blue Jays. I'm like, just get him up with two outs and nobody on, and hopefully minimize the damage that seems inevitable to come. But yeah, I mean, Houston has a high powered offense. Altuve is not really exactly what he was earlier in his career, and I still think Torres should be starting over him, but he still obviously has a good bat. You've still got Bregman over there, Brantley, and you mentioned, and back to pitching, Verlander in game two. He got knocked around by the White Sox in his last start, got beat up real bad. He gave up four earned runs and nine hits in 3 2/3, and he still has a whip of .89. That's, I mean, he's been having a phenomenal year aside from that last start, which is pretty remarkable at 39 years old and a Tommy John surgery not too far behind him. But that should be a good pitching matchup. That's an awesome game that you get to go to, is Verlander Severino. That's going to be really cool. And then you have Christian Javier against Cole in game three. You could make the argument that that's slanted in the Yankees' favor. And then it seems like the Yankees have the pitching advantage in the finale as well. So it's going to be a hard-fought series. We know that much, and I think both teams are going to be battling to show who is the top dog in the American League. Obviously, the Yankees have a considerably better record, but four games against each other should be enough to show just how these teams stack up.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how it goes. And, you know, like I said, this is kind of like, to me, like the last milepost to see how this team stacks up against everybody. I know Boston's crept back into it, but what the Yankees have a tendency of doing is taking teams that are creeping back into it and then beating them down, whether it be the Blue Jays and the Rays. So, yeah, but I'm super excited for this series, and I'm gonna take Stanton for my belt winner. He's had some big performances against the Astros, so I'm gonna go with Giancarlo.
I am going to go with Matt Carpenter. He's gonna have a couple big home runs in some big spots. That's gonna be my pick.
Nice. I don't know who to give it to last series. It was kind of like a team effort, but I guess we can go with I don't know. You want to go with Trevino?
Yeah, that works. All right. So congrats to Trevino, and we'll be back on Monday to talk about this big series. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll talk soon.
Let's go, Yanks.